Midwest.
The crop has faced everything this season, from freezing temps to extreme heat, from drought to high wind. DeKalb Asgrow technical agronomist Eric Nelson says a grower's initial plan, though, is still the best.
There's a lot of growing season left. We've got to manage the crop for optimal success. I've said a lot of times in this line of work, we need to be forgetful optimists. Otherwise, we'd probably quit. So we've got to forget the bad parts and be optimistic for the future. That's every year, and that's throughout the course of the year.
Spider mites and grasshoppers deserve more attention during dry years like this. Nelson says there are some other oddball things happening.
Right now in corn, we're definitely seeing some rapid growth syndrome out there. And frankly, it's a little bit compounded by how dry the soil is and whether or not our nodal roots are establishing well. So we see some corn that almost looks like corn after a windstorm in middle of July, where it's not exactly straight with the row. It's leaning over to the edge a little bit. So, you know, that's not going to play an impact come harvest time because it's still right in the row. We just need some roots to get under it.